In the late 1800s, Brooks House was considered one of the grandest luxury hotels in New England. Legend has it that Rudyard Kipling played poker in one of its penthouse towers. The sprawling but dilapidated building housed 60 residential tenants and a dozen Main Street shops when it was heavily damaged by fire a little over 3 years ago in April of 2011. Now it's almost ready to make its comeback.
The main entrance to the hotel used to be here. We've reopened that.
Bob Stevens leads the way through a maze of construction to a two-story atrium, one of several public spaces in the building's newly designed interior. Stevens, who heads a Brattleboro engineering and design firm, is one of five local business leaders behind the project. They put together financing from a host of state, local, and federal sources. The investors weren't looking for quick returns. The $24 million renovation cost three times what the building is expected to be worth when the project is complete. Stevens says the town's rental rates aren't high enough to justify that kind of expense. But he says it had to be done.
Our intent with Brooks House really is to make our economy a little more robust when we're done, so we can help out all of the business owners downtown. We're hoping to drive more traffic down here, and over time you get to a place where the rents are higher, and they're higher because businesses can be more successful. We're now into the first floor of the college, and then on the second floor are most of the classrooms and another bank of offices. These spaces are just about done.
Stevens says the two state college branches that will take up residence in the first week of August are important to the building and to Brattleboro's downtown. The schools are expected to bring about 400 people into downtown Brattleboro each day.
They can drive their car in once and then walk to lunch and walk to a little bit of shopping.
The residential units are on the building's upper floors. Stevens says most are high-end rentals.
We think, based on the response, that we've hit a product type that people that, you know, have some means want to be downtown, want to be part of where that action is, a place where they might be interested in staying.
The penthouse that includes the tower where Rudyard Kipling supposedly gambled has already been leased. Stevens says only the colleges and the public spaces will be ready for occupancy by August 1st. The rest of the building will open in September. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.